A very happy Christmas to you from everyone at the Praxis Centre for Hope and Activism. Welcome back to the Hopeful Activist podcast. I'm Abby Thomas and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas. I'm joined today by Aaron Shah, who brings us a wonderful Christmas reflection and some of his own music too. Aaron lives in Cullercoats in the northeast of England and leads worship on the streets, sharing God's love with people by leading times of public worship on the streets around Newcastle and Northumberland. He's also a singer, songwriter, performing both solo and with his band, Even in a Day. All the links to Aaron's music and ministry are in the show notes, of course. Aaron, thank you for leading us in a special reflection for Christmas Day.
Hey, Abby, it's great to be with you on the Hopeful Activist podcast today. And a very happy Christmas to you and to everyone listening. Over the last few weeks in the previous podcast, you've been looking at hope in the run-up to today. And I want to carry on that theme in this reflection. Now, I've heard it said that there are three types of hope. Firstly, there are our daily hopes, what we want to happen in the day or the week or the month ahead, our practical plans, if you like. Secondly, there are our lifelong hopes. These are our heart's desires for our families, for our work, for our communities, or the callings that God has given us, and for maybe the difference we want to make in the world. And finally, there are our eternal hopes, the unchanging things that we hold true about God and his kingdom. Today, as we celebrate Christmas, I want to focus on one of our eternal hopes, and one in particular that we remember during this season. The hope of God with us. In Isaiah 7:14, it says these words, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Isaiah was looking to a time when God would send Jesus into the world. And we know that around 700 years later, that prophecy was fulfilled. Writing about Mary and Joseph and their growing realization that they were going to give birth to Jesus, Matthew writes, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." As we celebrate Jesus' birth this Christmas, we are in essence celebrating God with us. But what does it mean for God to be with us? Well, there are many aspects to that answer and far too many to look at in one podcast. And so today I just want to focus on one. I think God being with us means that he sees us. Gary Unruh, an American counselor, says that to truly see someone is to understand them. And he goes on to say that whilst we see with our eyes, it is only through deep attention that we are able to truly see people for who they are and what they are going through. And I think it's this kind of deep attention that God gives us, and that Jesus so clearly demonstrates time and time again throughout the Gospels. For example, in Luke 19, despite the crowds that were following him, Jesus looks up and sees Zacchaeus high up in a tree. And he understands that this was a man that others had shunned and had called a sinner. And so Jesus invites himself into Zacchaeus' home. And in doing so, he draws Zacchaeus away from shame and into a place of connection and honour. In Mark 6, Jesus sees that the disciples haven't had any time to eat. And he understands that what they need more than just food is time away from the demands of ministry and instead some time to get away and rest. And one more, in John 11, it says that Jesus sees Mary weeping at the death of her brother Lazarus, and he was deeply moved in spirit. Jesus sees Mary in her grief. And he understands the pain that she is going through. And he weeps. and in doing so, he shares in her loss. Yes, in Jesus, we see what it means for God to be with us. He sees people through his deep attention, and he understands who they truly are and what they are going through. So why is this important, and why is this good news as the angels proclaimed at Jesus' birth? Well, it's important because it reminds us that God is with us today. And in being with us, he sees all of the hope, the joy, and the celebration that we might be experiencing at Christmas. And he sees all of the grief, the loss, and the struggles that we also might be experiencing today as well. Whether we are alone this Christmas with just our immediate families, or whether we've been able to visit our wider family and friends, God is with us. He sees us and he understands us. He is giving us his deep attention. In a year of massive change, transition, upheaval, and loss, this is our eternal hope that remains unchanging. God is with us. As we come to the end of this reflection, I want to play a song that I wrote over 10 years ago now. And I hope that it's a reminder for each of us that whatever we're doing and wherever we are today, God is with us. It was written at a time when I was struggling with some of my lifelong hopes not quite working out as I had planned. And one day, after feeling like I'd had enough, I went to God in prayer and poured out my heart to him. God, I had all these hopes and it feels like nothing is happening, and all I'm left with is disappointment. And my prayers turned to silence. And as I sat there in that silence, feeling empty and hopeless, quietly this song began to form in my mind. First the words and then the melody. And I soon realized it was as if God was answering my prayer with a song. I picked up my guitar and I began to play. And this is what he said.
Do you see what I see? The view's much better from here. So come and see what I see. My child, there's nothing to fear. I've seen the steps that you've taken, and I've seen the path that you're on. My child, I know that you're weary, so my child, I'll sing you this song. Keep us apart. waiting for you. I'm fighting for you. And when you feel like letting go, I know that I'm with you. When you feel like letting go, I know that I care. And when you feel like letting go, I know that I'm with you. I know that I'm there. When you feel like letting go, I know that I'm with you. When you feel like letting go, I know that I care. When you feel like letting go, I know that I'm with you. I know that I'm there. And my word is true. For you.
I want to leave us with this prayer from the book of Romans. Paul writes, I pray that God, the source of all hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. May you overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may you have a very happy and hope-filled Christmas today.